Good evening, Salima, and welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is I join with you this time. I wish to welcome our dear lady friend on her return to us.
Thank you.
We also welcome those here who wish to learn just a little more. There is with them just a little apprehension, especially the dear lady. Do not be concerned, because within this room you are surrounded by much love and upliftment. It is always good for us in spirit to see those who wish to gain a little more knowledge. Sometimes we forget that not everyone knows as much as we do here. But it is uplifting to know that still we have seekers of truth who are forever looking, who are forever wondering what spirit holds for them. As usual, when we have guests, I will take any questions that they have. I will allow the dear lady here next to me to conduct these questions to me.
Yes, okay.
I have a question, please.
Yeah.
I recently lost a relative of mine who passed away, and they were Jehovah's Witness and quite a devout, you know, follower of that religion. I wondered if you might be able to comment on how they were getting on in the spirit world.
Yes. Well, I will say this to you, that there are so many religions within your world. No matter what title you choose to follow, whether it be the Christianity or any other, all peoples are destined for the same place. With that I mean the world of spirit. Your dear relative, if they were happy to be, as you call them, Jehovah's Witnesses, was happy with that life, was happy that they led a good life, that they harmed no one, nor pressed another to take their point of view, then they will, of course, come directly to spirit. But what happens sometimes is that when they are so set in their ways or have such strong beliefs, that they are drawn to the same kind of people. You may not realize that this can happen and that everyone intermingles, no matter who or what they are. If their religion was so strong that they will still retain it for a while, then your relative will be with those like-minded people. And what eventually happens is that they begin to recognize that there is no need for religious names, that each one is in the image of the great Creator, no matter who or what they are. This is what is important. Sometimes it takes a while, but what I would like you to remember, my dear friend, is that each and every one is entitled to the love of those that they have known. So I can truthfully say to you, my dear friend, that whoever this being is, and you must not use them in the past tense, they are still with you. They will have been loved and guided from the minute they pass to spirit. So I say to you, if you are involved in any way with those who become a little fanatical about their religions, just to gently remind them that we all came from the same place and we will all return to the same place. Has that helped you just a little?
Yes, it has. Thank you.
Yes.
So, would a like-minded person be waiting to greet them when they pass over?
Those with strong thoughts of what they expect, as you know, my dear friend, will find what they expect.
Yeah. Mm.
But if the feelings are still so strong, they will gravitate to those of like mind.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It may only be for a very short time, or it may be longer. It depends on the individual and how deep is their religious belief.
Yeah.
But as you know, if they have lived a good life upon this earthly plane, there will always be someone who lovingly greets them.
Yeah. Yes, only last week there was a rescue, and for the very first time, as I remember, I was saying, you'll see someone in the light waiting for you, and it was an angel, but I guess really they were seeing the light of spirit, were they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes with the traumatic passings, that they become confused.
Yes, this
especially was. If the passing is very quick, they become confused. And do not forget that they are still very close to the earth plane.
Yes, because he was frightened too. He was a little bit frightened.
Yes, because he obviously had not thought too much about what happens when the time comes for them to pass. You understand?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, those who have been severely indoctrinated by the older Roman Catholic teaching of really heavy punishments.
Yes.
They may have an expectation of heavy punishment on passing to spirit, but I think I would be right in saying there are many who are looking out for them and wishing to assist and influence.
As you know, because you have dealt with some rescues, that those of that religion sometimes pass to us confused, because many believe and fear of the place called limbo, which causes confusion. But always there will be someone to greet you, whether it be angelic, whether it be someone who has been close, mothers, fathers, sisters, all are there and ready to help. But sometimes it is those beings who have always been with you throughout time who will meet you if there is great difficulty. And the question the lady asked, why an angel? Because that would be one association that the gentleman would have recognized. All children are taught about angels and good people, and that would be a thought within their thinking. You understand?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Do we have more questions, please?
Solomon, I thank you for coming and talking to us. I would like to ask you about spiritual healing. When we're being used as channels, do you get the right person for the right person, if you know what I mean? The right spiritual person for the healer to pass on their healing?
Yes, it depends rather a lot on the spirituality of the person who is being used, i.e. the person who is giving the healing. We can only give as much as that person is able to relay.
I see.
Yes, there will always be those in spirit whose desire is to help with healing, and it is imperative that the right one is blended in order for the best healing to take place. So, yes, there are no mistakes within that healing for someone not to have the right spiritual healer behind them.
Thank you.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does. It answers my question. Thank you.
You feel you are growing still?
Yes.
Yes.
Very much so.
Yes, you have made quite a lot of strides forward.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Do not hope, I am telling you, that you have.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Any more questions, please?
Do you wish to answer questions, Sally?
No.
Not at the moment.
No, she is still a little apprehensive. Mm-hmm. But we are helping her.
I think we all are when we first sit in on something like this.
Yes. I would not like to say they have thrown you in at the deep end.
But it is a bit. I don't feel as if I've been thrown in at the deep end.
No.
We have spoken, Salimat, about the crystal skulls. I have recently received information indicating that they originated in Atlantis, and I just wondered if you are able to confirm that.
I have no doubts about confirming that that is so.
Thank you.
None whatsoever.
Oh, that's very nice to have that.
Yes. There has been so much spoken about these things, and again I have to tell you that as earth beings you do like to complicate matters. But yes, I can assure you, my dear friend, that it is so.
That's very nice to know.
I want to just say something to you, my dear friend. I do not want you, and I am going to use one of your earthly sayings, to burn the candle at both ends. I know you become a little enthusiastic about your writings, and we are indeed grateful for all the good work that you do. But, as I say, just be aware that you do not overtire yourself. Yes. This is not a reprimand, it is encouragement for you.
Actually, yes, I do welcome that. Again, it's really another confirmation, because I have indeed felt the need to slow down just a little.
Yes, your energy is a little depleted, and I am not speaking of earthly energy, my friend, as you may well know.
Yes.
And it is important for us in the world of spirit to help you maintain tip-top conditions.
Thank you for your concern and advice. Yes, thank you.
You're going to remind him, Mark.
That's where you get to press a good time.
We are very still and quiet this time.
Yes.
Salimat, we do have a question that has been sent in by one of our audio link listeners, and from the other side of the world in Tasmania.
Yes.
I know we have spoken on the subject of global warming, but he was wondering if you could speak any further on that. Are there any updates? And the thought was sparked by the governor. Well, he found out that the governor of Florida has banned use of the term climate change throughout his state, and this has sparked his thinking in that direction, and I think he's looking for a little hope for our world in this respect. Are you able to speak further on global warming?
I believe I have told you that all of these things that happen within your world, all of these concerns and worries are in the whole unfounded. Your world, your planet has to evolve. And this you know and understand.
Yes.
No energy is static. All is movement. And that includes the changes in your weather. I know the words climate change has been thrown around your world for many years now. I would rather that you concentrated, my dear friends, in developing the love of each person rather than what is happening at the moment with the structure of your planet. Because, as I have said, you cannot stop the evolution of the planet. That still has to take place. So, my words about this subject are these. Yes, there are changes to your climate. I think you would be foolish to dismiss them. But I do not wish you to focus upon them so greatly that you become concerned. Because that is the fear behind this question.
So we should simply accept and not be disheartened.
Do not be disheartened. You know, my dear friends, that is my message at all times. So I would say, stop being so concerned. I am not saying do not think about these things. But we in spirit, of course, are much aware of what is happening on your planet and are doing all we can to help those in power to understand the need for all of mankind to understand what is happening. Is that helpful to you?
I'm sure that will clarify the thinking of
yes.
Our dear correspondent. And it's so nice that someone on the other side of the world is picking up the communications that we have here and is giving some serious thought to them.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you so much.
Yes. Now, now you are also quiet. I will take my leave this time and allow whatever else is coming to you. I leave you, as always, my dear friends, with my love, my upliftment, and know each and every one of you that Spirit is here to help you all. But you must ask for that help. You deserve the help that we give you. We thank you and are grateful for all that you do.
Oh, it's most reassuring. Thank you, Sally, so much.
Thank you. Thank you.